Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. I'm Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are so excited to have you with us. We are in the month of July. We are celebrating 11 years as an organization. Of course, Danielle and I are also celebrating a wonderful anniversary, which is 16 years being married. So we have lots to celebrate this month. And one special thing that we wanted to kind of do a special episode on and celebrate is the fact that we are working on our second clean water project of the year. We get different requests throughout the year, and of course Jorge, our national director, is always looking for and finding new opportunities for us to go in and provide solutions, mm-hmm. different places through aquaponics, through clean water, and of course the major work that we're doing at the maternity home and through the education programs, schools, because mm-hmm. of course when kids are coming to school, their one basic need is having clean water to wash their hands, clean water to drink. Most kids around the globe, just like students in the U.S., are at school for quite a few hours, and so having that as a resource becomes very important and becomes very vital, especially in the wake of COVID, the pandemic, things like that. I think there was a renewed hyper-awareness of washing your hands, yeah. And making sure that you have a hygienic, sanitary area to, just be a kid, be able to use the restroom, wash your hands, and grab a glass of water. And so what we've been trying to do is find schools in which maybe they had a water well at one point, maybe there was a system that was there in place through the municipality, but for whatever reason is either broken, is either in real repair, there's something going on there. In the school that we just funded earlier this year, that was exactly the problem, was that a lot of the plumbing had aged not so well, and so we had some issues there. And so Jorge was able to get a very small team of laborers there that worked, local people that we could hire, and in just about a week or maybe 10 days, I think is what it took, was able to gut some of the plumbing, some of the old PVC and other conduit that they were using there, totally clean and flush the system, relay and put in new plumbing and new systems there so that the water would come out clean and there wouldn't have any issues, there weren't having any backup issues. And so to me, that's just one of the cool things that we get to do through Connect Global. Mm-hmm. And this month in July, we've got another project that's coming up. It's a clean water project at a school. This school is actually one of the local schools in La Ceiba. It's a smaller school. It's called Cristobal Colon. It's where parts of the region, parts of the country of Honduras are actually named for. And so this school has about 225 students. Mm-hmm. And so I want to ask Danielle to kind of describe a little bit about that project and why it's so special to us, especially because of who brought that to our attention and how we're trying to raise funds for that one.
Yeah, so basically, you guys might have seen the video we posted of little Allison Amador saying that she wanted to donate her birthday to Connect Global, specifically for this clean water project that her and her dad found for this school that was in need. It's just really precious. She has been a part of our Connect Global team and family since the beginning, and her parents as well. And so whenever she said that this was something on her heart and something she wanted to do, obviously we wanted to rally around that and help support her in that decision. And so she ended up mm-hmm. making a really cute video. If you haven't seen it yet, we'll repost it and maybe you can go and find it on our pages, different social media outlets. But it's really cute, her just describing these children that have this need for clean water and how she doesn't want anything for her birthday, but she wants to help source this project here for those students. So I think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. And her dad actually right now are on another mission trip. So the two of them are taking 14 days with another team in Honduras and actually going to Nicaragua and Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. So Jorge has been sending us messages in the evenings and pictures with Allison praying over people and the ministry mm-hmm. that they're doing and the evangelism. So it's just kind of full circle. Jorge has done so many mission trips over the years, but this one's even more special for all of us just because Allison is now participating in that. She's always been such a huge asset and support for all of the work we do there in country in Honduras. But it's just extra special that now she's getting to take some of these out-of-country trips with her father and kind of continue the legacy that he's been building and that we've all been building together. So it's just really, really awesome. And I also think it just speaks to an incredible mentality that we're already teaching our children about generosity and serving others and loving and caring for others. And so the fact that she came up with this idea on her own and wanted to donate her birthday and hopefully get people excited about it. Many of you have come and visited Honduras and visited our team that's there every single day. One of which those families being Jorge and Yaneth and their girls. And so they know they have a lot of friends here in the United States. And so they're very excited to just see all of you kind of rally behind that and kind of help her fulfill her mission to get clean water to that school. So I think that's why that one's really special for all
for
of us.
Sure. Yeah, and that's the thing is that, like Danielle said, their family as a whole continues to serve in the city. And now, like this week and last week, they were serving outside their own country, so they're already, you know, going on this international trip together as a family, Jorge and his daughter, Allison. But really, that's the, just a testament to how well they serve everywhere. You know, they're willing to serve Connect Global very well. They're willing to serve other teams and other agencies that come in. And we welcome that. We support that because Jorge's always had a heart to do for others and to serve others, and he's a great example of that. And of course, it would make sense that his daughter now wants to do the same. So what we've done is we've put together a fundraiser on both Facebook and on our website. We'll put the links in the description and make sure that everybody knows that, how to find that. You'll see her video, which is very precious, very nice to see her in English. It's also one of the amazing you know, just things that she's been working at school is gaining an English vocabulary, which is amazing to see, you know, the bilingual emphasis that the school there that we support really goes after. So it's really cool to see that. But I also just wanted to kind of remind all of us, I mean, really the impact that clean water makes. There's approximately probably almost 800 million people around the planet that don't have access to a clean, reliable source of water. That's basically one out of 10 people. So this is not a far away, you know, problem. Although while you're in the United States, it can sometimes feel that way because the infrastructure in the United States is, you know, quite developed. We've got municipal entities all around the country that you know, clean and prepare the water, make sure that it can get to most homes. So it's not quite front of mind for most people in the United States. But of course, if you have to go without water, I know many of you have been through hurricanes. You live in the South or even in the Northeast. You've had to go through boil notices. You've had to go through times in which just because of the electricity and the pumping stations may have went out, that you've gone, you know, hours or days or even weeks without access to water in your home. And then we see them in the news sometimes when hurricane preparedness starts. I know we're kind of starting in that season right now. You see a run at the stores. You see the big gallons and the 5-gallon jugs become more scarce because the vitality, the you know, importance of water is so great. We cannot go, you know, we can fast, we can go many days without food, but you really cannot go without water, without hydration. And so especially in an arid, very high temperature, you know, hot climate like Honduras, you're not going to find very many places that are super self-sufficient with water. Most people have to truck water in. Even when
hot climate and often no air conditioning.
No air conditioning, no electricity in a vast, large swaths of the country. And even rolling black and brownouts are very typical to conserve energy because they just don't have the resources to keep it on full time.
Right.
And so then while we lived there, you know, we ran into that problem quite often.
Yeah.
And to purchase water is not very inexpensive. You have to do scheduling, and there's few trucks that can come and can actually give you a tank full of water. And so we realize even more so how strongly water is needed.
Yeah.
And so it's just cool to come together. This next project is, you know, hopefully going to be fully funded before the end of this month. And we've already got a list of five others who've made requests for the end of through the end of the year. And I'm just hoping that we can get to that. You know, I'm hoping that we can rally together. Each of these costs anywhere between $2,500 and $5,000. So we're looking at, you know, just sort of immediate needs, provide the water, provide the infrastructure, provide the day labor to kind of get it taken care of. And we can do that. We have the network and the mobilizers there in country where as soon as we can get the cash, we can get the job done. We can get the task done. So we appreciate all of you because I know that there's a few of you listening and maybe watching this who have given directly towards clean water. And when those gifts come in, those go directly towards those projects. They make sure that we can fully fund them. We make sure that we can completely, you know, from start to finish. We don't just try and raise the money and act like we can do it. When we start a project, we see it through to fruition. A couple of years ago, we did some projects in the south of Honduras. And when the drillers came out, this was actually a big rig drilling into the rock to make sure that the water, you know, we could get to water. Ended up digging like three times deeper than we had anticipated, than some of the hydrologists had expected, and had to shift and change where we were drilling and where we were digging to find water finally. And the cost went through the roof. I mean, you know, it ended up going about three or four times more than we had budgeted, but Connect Global was committed to making that clean water project happen. And so we just found the ways. We found ways in which to fundraise in the immediate, you know, while we were already had the machinery and had the equipment drilling there. And then what was so cool is that the local community also came together and started to realize that the drillers and that the equipment and everybody were trying to really provide a service. So even the drilling company provided and donated some of their time, some of the effort, and some of the depth. The local community raised money there in the immediate to try and get, you know, some funds access to these drivers and to these big machinery, you know, operators, machine operators. And we made it happen. We actually were able to come together, rally together, and make that happen. And so the cool thing is that we understand things can change. Things happen all the time where, you know, we do all of our due diligence to make sure that the project is running well and is budgeted properly. But things can happen at any point. But the cool thing is that we've always stayed committed to making sure that we can finish the project. And so this month, July, we want to do complete our second project. And we've got five more that are already ready to be funded and to be completed. So if you'll go to our website, go to the link, watch Allison's video. And then you can also learn more about the water problem, learn how we're addressing it. And then you can learn, of course, how you can give with us to make these water projects come become a reality. And that's very easy to do. That you can give, you know, monthly. That's the best way so that we can continue to ensure that these water projects get done, but then also the maintenance and ongoing sort of just troubleshooting can be done as well. But you can also give a one-time gift. That's what a lot of people do to make sure that we can fund each project individually. But we're just grateful.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing this month. We're thinking about all the trips and we're reminiscing about our beginnings and really the impact that we've made over the years that we've made together with people like you that have donated, given, gone with us, served with us. And so this was just one of those episodes that we thought, hey, this is a really cool, exciting thing that one of our youngest team members was able to come up with by donating her birthday and really just championing this cause. So we wanted to give a shout out to Allison, make sure that we could do this together. So like I said, if you're listening or watching this, we'll put the links in the description so that you can go find that. And we just want to say thank you. We appreciate you. You've been with us for, like I said, 11 years this month. And there's 100 more years to go. We are in this for the long haul. We are committed to going around the world serving, saving, and helping people as much as we can. And we couldn't do what we do without you. So
absolutely,
we really appreciate it. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. Please check out the Connection Magazine. We just published a new issue of that. You can check that out online. And also just bookmark and save these podcasts. You can check it out on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else that you find podcasts. We appreciate the support, and please share these out with your friends and family, people who might be interested in either going with us, giving with us, or serving with us. We appreciate each and every single one of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
God bless you, everybody. My name is Alison Amador. Please help me to raise funds for to provide clean water for 225 students for a public school in my city, La Ceiba, Honduras. I don't want nothing for me. I just want to help and serve others. Thank you very much for all your support. We are Connect Global.